Warning. As usual, nothing good happened in Florida this week, and we're about to tell you all about it. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man tries on some clothes that are way too small.
Florida Woman has a hard time finding an exit.
Florida Man shares his beer with somebody who just tried to bite him.
And Florida Woman gets red hot at the Walmart.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
I was afraid when we started this whole food fight thing that we wouldn't have enough content to
every week.
It's every week that so that we have that.
Yep.
We end up having something for that involves food fights for Florida Man.
So either food or a fight or fighting with food or fighting with drinks.
Fighting with drinks. Yeah. We even had fighting with a pigeon a couple weeks ago.
We did.
That was fun. from the great country of England.
Yes.
I do a horrible British accent.
That's okay. It can't be any worse than my Australian accent.
Yeah. Well, they're somewhat similar, but yeah, I suck bad. Yeah. There's people at work that can do it and it's spot on. I mean, no, I can't even play.
Oh yeah. There's a woman that I work with that has a perfect English accent. She's from England.
Well, that would help.
Yeah.
That would help.
She got used to it when she was a kid. You know, she just can rattle it right off now.
Well, we have, for those of you who didn't know, we set a new, we set a new record for the largest python ever caught. I'm excited about this.
The second largest ever
largest ever caught.
But the largest in Big Cypress National
Park. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
a measly 18 foot 4 inch.
Yeah, it wasn't quite the 18 foot, I think 7 inches was the bigger one, the number one.
18 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6 yards. That's 4 yards short of a first down. See how I did that math in my head right quick?
Yep.
Smart like that.
Yeah, it's nothing I'd want to mess with.
No.
Yeah, and the thing was nearly 100 pounds. It was 98 pounds, 10 ounces.
That's a big-ass snake. I've been seeing a bunch of pictures and stuff of coral snakes recently.
Really?
Those things are nasty.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with any snakes. There was did you see that? I didn't put it in here because it was just a real, real short story, but there was a Florida man who was repairing his dryer. And he reached in the back of it, and there was a snake in it.
In the dryer?
In the dryer.
In the house?
In the back of the dryer in the house.
Would it come in through the vent?
Came in through the vent. The vent had a grate on it, but it was tacked up because it was getting clogged. So he tacked that back down.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no. I don't do
snakes. Oh, the joys. Move to Florida. You'll love it. Sunshine every day.
Me and Indiana Jones. Don't do snakes.
Nope.
I might have seen that movie when I was way too young.
So as we've talked about recently, we still continue here in Fort Myers, our open jam night on Wednesdays. Actually, I'm headed out there, not to the jam night, but I'm headed out just as soon as we finish record to pick a little guitar. And then we'll do it again tomorrow night out at CB2 on US 41, just before you get to north, just before you get to the airport. Pagefield, not the big airport, little airport.
In Fort Myers. Yes. But Wednesday nights, you're there for the jam night.
Wednesday night, we're there for the jam night. That's fun. That's a lot of fun. Just rotates. It's kind of like an open mic, but it's like you have a band. So it's like people sit and say, can I play drums? Sure. Can I play guitar? Sure. Can I play bass? Yeah.
I don't know.
We just swap. You? I don't care. Most of them, some of them can.
You can try.
Piano, you don't matter. We got a full band. We just show up and people take turns playing music and singing and pretending we're rock stars.
I got to come out there on a Wednesday night.
That's fun.
I don't work on Wednesdays now. So I only got the trivia on Thursday nights now from Fancy Southern Cafe, also in Fort Myers. I do the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz. Once again, that's on Thursdays from 7 to 9. And it's free to play, and you can win food and other prizes. I'm not allowed to say what the other prizes are anymore.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Are you got in trouble?
They've just sent out a clarification to the staff.
Well, they're cranking down on some stuff, huh?
Yep. I guess.
Under new management, or?
No, not the bar, the Geeks Who Drink.
Oh, that. Oh, I thought you meant the bar. Okay. All right. Fine.
No, the bar doesn't care.
All right. That's what I was wondering. Like, what do they? That's good for them, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's get into story number one. This came to us from
your buddy.
And I use this term loosely.
Buddy.
JP. Actually, I don't have a problem with JP. It's my girlfriend who does. sent us this story with the note, quote, "I'm sure she'll want to date him now." This came from fox4now.com. That's local, isn't it? Fox 4?
Yeah, the Fox 4 is our local station, but the story is...
Oh, the story is not. Okay. This is story number one. Is Florida man arrested after pulling a machete on a woman who refused to date him?
I can't imagine why she'd turn him down.
You know what I thought? I just remembered. I never put the machete back in the Jeep.
You better do that before you leave tonight.
I know. I'm driving macheteless.
What did you take it out for?
I don't remember.
Were you cutting down trees in the
really?
Yard?
If you looked really... No, I would pay somebody to do that. No. No.
Was it for a Halloween costume?
No. Early? I don't know what I did. I don't know what I was doing with it. I don't know what it was. I found it the other day cleaning out the garage, and I realized I need to put it back in the Jeep. This made me think of it. So, thank you, JP, for reminding me that I need to put the machete back in the Jeep. All right, here we go. A Florida man is facing aggravated assault charges after he pulled a machete on a woman who refused to date him, according to arrest records. Clearwater police arrested Leonard Thomas, age 55, just before 7 p.m. on Friday night.
Good job on that name.
Yep. How you like that, Matthew from Washington State? Police say Thomas and the victim were arguing when he became angry because she wouldn't date him.
I can't, like I said, I can't imagine why.
Such redeeming qualities. I mean, Thomas pulled...
You say, okay, sorry, and move on.
This is even better. Thomas pulled the machete from a sheath on his belt. He brought it with him.
And had it attached to the belt
on his body.
He's walking around
with the machete on his belt and wondering why she won't date him.
Now I'm starting to wonder why too, because that's got to draw all the ladies.
I mean, I know I would be. That's got to make you stand out.
At least a little damp.
Ooh, is that a machete in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Both.
Thomas pulled the machete from a sheath on his belt and raised it toward the victim and said, quote, "I'll cut you up," according to police.
That's not helping your case.
Probably not the pickup line that's going to get the most activity.
Yeah.
I never was a pickup artist, but.
I wouldn't have guessed.
No. I really would have thought
you would have been having a show on MTV. Diamond,
the ones that really know me only have one, and it never worked. One day it might, though, but I don't need it to.
What is it? Just share with our listeners here.
No.
Oh, come on.
What?
You need to...
You know, you go up, "Hey, my name is Phil. Hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. Yeah, all right, good. You come here a lot? Good. Yeah, good. Can I get you a drink or something? No, I'm fine. Okay. Want to fuck?" Never works.
I can't imagine why. You got a game like Thomas does here. You know what your problem is?
What?
You didn't have a machete hanging from your
belt. I know, right? The victim ran away and called police. After his arrest, Thomas refused to cooperate and yelled obscenities at the responding officers, according to the police.
That never works out
for
you.
That helps
either.
Again. Thomas was, quote, "heavily intoxicated at the time." Now, heavily intoxicated, in quotations here, I may add, is I did not realize there were levels of intoxication.
Oh, yes.
So I never went into and told somebody, "Hey, what'd you do last night?" I got heavily intoxicated. No, okay. I got drunk.
No, there's stone cold sober. Then there's sober.
Sober. All right.
Then there's a little buzzed.
Yeah, I've used buzzed. I've used that.
And then buzzed. And then feeling good. And then drunk.
And then horny. And then intoxicated.
I don't know about you, but that's all the above. And then heavily
intoxicated.
And then fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't use heavily. I got fucked up.
Yeah. Heavily intoxicated stops. You stop being heavily intoxicated when you can no longer pronounce heavily intoxicated.
Yeah, see, that's when I say that mine is that I broke myself. That's when I say, I broke. Anyway, he was heavily intoxicated at the time, according to the report. He was arrested on a $5,000 bond and remains behind bars. Didn't have 500 smackaroos to get out.
Well, you know, some people live paycheck to paycheck. Story number two comes to us from PNJ.com. That's the
peanut butter and jelly?
No, that would be PBNJ.
Oh.
But this is PNJ, which is the Pensacola News Journal. Florida man forced woman to watch him try on baby clothes during a home invasion.
Can you read that again, please? Because that
Florida man forced a woman to watch him try on baby clothes during a home invasion.
Well, my interest is piqued. I have not seen the story or am familiar with the story.
All right. Well, let me tell you. A Florida man is accused of invading a woman's Escambia County home, holding her hostage with a knife, and forcing her to watch him masturbate on the couch before stealing thousands of dollars worth of valuables. Christopher Strickland, age 36, of Pensacola.
Thank God I don't know who this is. I don't know why I got this panic over me right before you read the name. I'm like, oh my God, I know this. Okay, I don't know this person.
Chris was arrested Wednesday and charged with aggravated assault, battery, and unnatural and lascivious sex offense, larceny, and home invasion with a weapon, all stemming from an incident in June, according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
That whole unnatural and
lascivious
sex offense.
Yes. That's the pulling your pud in front of somebody who doesn't want to watch it.
Well, how is that unnatural? People have masturbated for centuries.
That would be the, well, let's get to the rest of the story here.
Sorry. I'm getting that debate tonight.
Yeah. Strickland allegedly entered a woman's home around 6 a.m. June 2nd. You don't usually expect the criminal masterminds to be early risers.
No.
But 6 a.m. on June 2nd, while wearing women's clothing and held a pillow over the woman's face, causing her to struggle and try to escape.
That'd be a horrible way to wake up.
With a pillow on your face? Yeah. He then allegedly held a knife to her throat and said, "If you try to get away again, I will kill your baby," his arrest report states. The victim, who stated in the report that she did not know how the suspect got into her home, I'm going to assume through a door. Well, if there's no windows broken, you're going to...
We didn't say there were windows broken. He could have
Well, if there's
the
a window broke, she would know how he got in.
Well, there wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, she told authorities that Strickland retrieved a bra and underwear from her dresser drawer and put them on. Now, you don't have to break into somebody's home.
I wonder if they fit.
That would be your question, wouldn't it, Mr. I work with bras.
Nope.
But my question is not, do they fit? My question is, why do you have to break into somebody's house? You can order that shit online now.
Not if he has a fetish for it.
So his fetish is breaking in and forcing someone to watch him
trying
do it?
Somebody else's on.
Come well,
on.
You can still order pre-worn.
No, I don't want to know about that. Not listening.
Not that I've done it.
I literally was about to put my finger in my ear and realize that
you got headphones
got
on.
Headphones on.
I can still talk. Even if you put your fingers over the headphones,
yeah,
I can still
yeah,
talk
it doesn't. Okay, it didn't work.
At some point during the incident, which the victim says took place between 6 and 9 a.m., the victim also observed Strickland trying on clothes that belonged to her infant child, the report stated.
So,
not just bras and panties, but onesies, too.
God, why? You can't even get a leg in that.
I don't know. Maybe he put it over his head.
Is he a small man?
Doesn't say his size, but
that's sick.
You would stretch it out at the very least. I mean, depending on how old her kid is. I mean, it says an infant, so it doesn't say a toddler.
Right.
So they're little tiny. Strickland dragged the woman into the living room and forced her to watch porn on his cell phone while he masturbated on the couch in front of her, according to the report. The victim reportedly tried to call the police, but the suspect grabbed her, scratched her, and forced her to remain on the couch. Well, you gave her the phone. Of course she's going to try to call the cops.
This guy is not smart. It is a guy, isn't it?
Yeah, Christopher.
Okay.
Strickland.
Well, he got bored and left at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, Strickland left around 9 a.m., so he was there 3 hours doing this shit. Strickland left around 9 a.m. and allegedly said to the victim, quote, "Do not call the police, because if you do, I will come back and kill you, because I am always around the area," unquote.
That's great. That's
a credible threat, I would say.
Credible and not too smart, because the cops know they don't have to go very far. They just hang around the neighborhood.
Exactly. She reported the following items as stolen after he left: a $900 watch, a $400 necklace, a $400 gold chain, a $100 gold ring, and clothes that the victim valued at $40 were all stolen from the residence. He got a $900 watch.
I got a $900 watch. He stole all this shit. How much was that worth?
About $40. all the clothes that he stole.
All the clothes.
So the bra, the panties, and the onesie that he had on. All right. The ECSO submitted a camouflage vehicle headrest cover that the suspect allegedly abandoned on the victim's kitchen floor for evidence.
What?
Let me repeat that. The ECSO submitted a camouflage vehicle headrest cover
He brought it in with him?
That the suspect allegedly abandoned on the victim's kitchen floor for evidence.
I guess he didn't think anybody see it since it was camouflaged.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He just come off in the driveway, so he put it in his pocket?
Who knows? The article of clothing produced a positive DNA match to Strickland. Days later in September, the victim identified Strickland's photo in a photo lineup, according to the report. A warrant affidavit was prepared, and Strickland was booked into Escambia County Jail shortly after noon on Wednesday, where he is currently held on a bond of $283,500.
Yeah.
That's a specific number.
That is, and that's going to leave. You ain't just going to go to the Bell's bondsman and get that.
No, especially not since Strickland has been booked into Escambia County Jail six times since 2009.
Sick son of a bitch.
Doesn't say what else he's been arrested for, but
damn.
I don't know that I want to know that.
So you wake up in the middle of the, you wake up in the morning with a pillow over your head and a man dressed as a woman puts you on the couch and makes her watch porn and then gets clothes from her infant and tries to put them on
and gets her bra and panties out of the drawer. I mean, if you want to,
this is a new level.
If you want to wear bra
weirdness.
And panties, that's fine by me, but
this is a new.
Don't break into somebody's house to do it.
This is a weird Florida man story.
Yes.
All right, we're going to move on to that one. This is creeping me out a little bit. Story number three. Florida woman crawls into store ceiling to avoid shoplifting charges. I read this one. A Florida woman. This came from the New York Daily News.
Made it all the way up to New York City.
A Florida woman who was caught shoplifting from a Port Charlotte department store.
Port Charlotte. Say no more.
I don't think it was a department store. What did Big Lots?
It was Big Lots.
Big Lots is not a department store.
No?
It's a dollar store.
But
Macy's is a department store. JCPenney was a department. Yeah.
It was. At the very least, it is a discount store.
Yeah. To try to hide from police by climbing into the ceiling, where she led cops on a bizarre hours-long chase that forced the business to temporarily shut down. Staff at the Big Lots in Port Charlotte told police the suspect, identified as 37-year-old Christina Perkins.
You got Christina Perkins right, but you couldn't say 37.
What did I say?
You stumbled on 37.
All right. Identified as 37-year-old Christina Perkins. Had been in the store for hours on Thursday evening before going to the bathroom with a shopping cart full of merchandise.
In the bathroom?
Yep, in the shitter.
That's how they know you're ripping them off.
A little bit.
When you take the merch into the
shopping cart.
Yeah.
And roll it in.
Yeah. They're going to keep their eyes on you after that, especially if you've been there for hours.
Police said a manager tried to go into the restroom, but the woman had barricaded the door with garbage cans. How many garbage cans do they have in the Big Lot shitter that you could barricade the door with it?
At least two, apparently, because it's plural. I bet she used the cart, too, because she took the cart in with her.
When deputies arrived, they immediately noticed several tiles missing from the ceiling.
She didn't pull them back in
while Perkins was nowhere to be found, the Charlotte County Sheriff said in the news release.
Now, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, I bet if she had pushed those tiles up and then slid them back into place, they would have thought she was a ghost and just disappeared. I know she was in here.
I don't know what you're talking about, woman.
She's a witch.
Yep. Deputies began removing additional tiles. And eventually saw Perkins, who disregarded their commands and continued to crawl to other parts of the ceiling.
You can't catch me.
Oh, she's going to fall through, ain't she? Police said they requested assistance from medical personnel and firefighters who brought ladders with them. But authorities had to suspend the search and evacuate the store because of the danger the woman posed to herself and others.
She's going to fall through.
At 1:40 a.m. Friday, more than 6 hours after police first arrived at the Big Lots, the suspect climbed down and was taken into custody.
And it doesn't
say
here.
It took them 6 hours to get her out of the ceiling.
Not only did it take them 6 hours, I saw the story in another news source, and the reason she came down is because they said they called off the search and left the building, except for the one cop who stayed in the building and watched her climb down and then walked over to her and put the handcuffs on her.
That actually worked?
That actually worked.
All right, come on. You know what? You win. We're done. Yep. You know what? Just stay up there. I don't care. We're going home. It's 1:40. We're done.
I'm tired.
Yep. Good God. All right, she was charged with criminal mischief, petty theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, resisting law enforcement, and resisting a merchant?
That's a new one for me.
Resisting a merchant.
So you can get arrested
for resisting a merchant.
Apparently a merchant has just as much authority as a law
enforcement
officer.
Are you shitting me?
In Charlotte County, I guess it's the thing.
Police said the drug charge stems from three syringes they found in her purse.
Only in her purse. Don't get excited.
All right, I was about to get it. Along with a spoon with white residue that tested a positive for morphine.
Morphine? You sure it wasn't heroin?
Well, not white. White residue would be more.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
You melt the heroin in the spoon. I've seen Pulp Fiction, you know.
Big Lots. Well, that's a great, Joe, that's your reference for heroin. Big Lots reported significant damage to the ceiling and drywall and had to be temporarily closed for repairs, according to the sheriff's office.
Now, I've been in a Big Lots before. Nobody was going to notice.
No, you're not going to notice. No.
She climbed in the ceiling.
And it took them six hours to get her out.
They were doing whack-a-mole.
I know.
Trying to catch her.
Boonk, boonk, boop.
Oh, there she is.
Found her. Get the ladders.
Shit, we need more ladders.
Wait, she moved.
Hang on.
Good God.
Food fight!
All right, now it's time for our Florida man.
Food fight. This time, our Florida Man food fight was sent to us by the Space Coasties, one of our patrons. Thank you, guys. And it comes to us from FloridaToday.com. Florida Man accused of enticing an alligator to bite him and pouring beer in its mouth.
That's going to end well.
What? Why would you want to waste your beer on an alligator?
I don't know. Have you ever seen a drunk alligator?
I haven't. I can't imagine that they would be.
Well, they got to be great to party with.
I don't know. I think alligators are a mean drunk.
You think they're a mean drunk?
Yeah. They're mean when they're sober. They can't get any better when they're drunk.
How do you hit on one, though? Because you can't tell if they're male or female just by looking at them, unless you roll them over, right?
It's the one with the eyelashes and the bow on the head. That's the female. A Florida man is accused of enticing an alligator to bite his arm and pouring beer into the reptile's mouth after his friend caught the animal. Timothy Kepke, age 27, of Hobie Sound, and Noah Osborne, age 22, of Stewart, were both arrested on October 3rd on one felony charge each of unlawfully taking an alligator. In August, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission got a complaint about Kepke holding an alligator and enticing the reptile to bite his right forearm and then pouring beer into the animal's mouth, according to a FWC report. Why does it need to bite your arm first?
Joel, I don't know. I gave up trying to put logic into this a long time ago.
Those fuckers will open their mouth for you if you just... After the beer is poured, the alligator aggressively reacts. See, I told you, he's a mean fucking drunk.
We didn't get drunk on one little shot.
You never know. He's obviously...
He could have a low tolerance.
Yeah, got a low tolerance. The interaction was filmed, record show.
Of course.
A request for the video was not fulfilled Monday. Officers said on September 17th, they went to Kepke's home, where Kepke told them he was the person in the video. Kepke told officers Osborne caught the reptile with his bare hands about 10 p.m. August 26th. After Osborne caught the alligator, Kepke told officers he enticed it to bite him and then poured beer in its mouth. The pair then released the gator alive, Kepke told the officers. Kepke also told officers he had a couple of beers, but wasn't drunk when the incident happened.
Nope.
Sure you weren't. Kepke told officers a female friend was there when the incident happened. On September 21st, officers spoke with the female friend, who confirmed what Osborne and Kepke said. The woman told officers she thought the reptile bit Kepke because of his actions. Well, no shit. Officers are issued arrest warrants for Kepke and Osborne in September and arrested both October 3rd. Why did they have to talk to the girl if both the guys admitted to doing it and they got it on video?
Well, three would be a quorum.
Oh, is it? Wouldn't it be? I would think four would have to be a quorum. Anyway, Kepke and Osborne.
I don't know about that shit.
Kepke and Osborne were taken to the Martin County Jail with $5,000 and $2,500 bonds, respectively. They were released later on August 3rd.
October 3rd. You just fucked that one up all the way around. Come on, man. Get it together.
I'm just trying to get my head around this story. Why would you want an alligator to bite your arm? There's other ways to get him to open his mouth to pour beer in him. So we're going to go on to story number four now. And I've got a new segment here I want to try out. And it's called Fill in the Blank.
Fill in the Blank.
Spelled P-H-I-L.
Oh, that's Fill in the Blank.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's our catchy, Joel.
I like that.
I like it, too.
I like it.
So I'm going to read a headline, and you have to fill in the blank. Here's the headline. Florida man pleads guilty to selling sponges outside of blank.
Outside of blank.
Don't read the story.
I didn't read it. Florida man pleads guilty to selling sponges outside of the Walmart.
Incorrect.
Oh.
All right. A Florida man.
I was going to say the hoo-ha, but I think that would be a little bit obvious.
Yeah, that's well. Yeah. You can't get charged for that. A Florida man faces up to a year in federal prison for selling sponges without proper inspections. Court records say 58-year-old Nicholas Scaroulis pled guilty this week in Tampa federal court to violating the Endangered Species Act. A sentencing date hasn't been set. We haven't gotten to the blank yet, but we're about to. A plea agreement says Scaroulis owned and operated Sponges Direct Inc. in Tarpon Springs, where sponge diving goes back more than a century. The company, which sold non-living natural sponges, exported sponges to customers outside of the U.S. from 2014 to 2018. So the blank was the United States. God bless America.
That's a trick question. How would I have ever known that? I was thinking of specific.
Oh, you had to be less specific. All right. Officials say the company failed to disclose the shipments on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declaration forms, evading inspection and user fees.
I feel like I'm being tricked, kind of like the back in the day of the presidents.
Florida man or tourist.
Florida man or tourist, and you threw me the damn presidents. I'm still pissed about that one.
That's okay. There wasn't anything riding on this one, so.
Story number five, or cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman on the run after wielding a knife, pepper spraying Walmart employees to... no, you going to make me read the Walmart one?
Didn't you send me this one?
Did I?
I think I did.
Yep. That doesn't mean I have to read it.
That's okay.
This came from Newsweek. I hate Walmart. Florida woman is on the run after she... On the run.
She didn't get caught.
Not yet. After she allegedly pepper sprayed and wielded a knife at Walmart employees to get away with shoplifting more than $350 worth of stolen items. That's a lot of shit from the Walmart.
Yeah. And I, you know what? This is what I imagine happened from the Walmart employees. Fuck this. I don't get paid enough for this shit. Take it. I don't care.
Duranda Joassery entered the Walmart at 2000 State Road in Lake Wales, Florida. Shortly after 5:45 a.m. on a Sunday.
Got a lot of early risers this week.
She later fled the scene after spraying several employees with pepper spray and wielding a knife after security stopped her from leaving the store. The Lakeview Police Department told Newsweek.
This hit Newsweek.
On Tuesday that Ussery remains at large and has not been arrested. We're still looking for her, Lieutenant David Black said.
She's a slippery little fucker.
You couldn't run out in the parking lot and... see what car she got in? Maybe get a license plate?
Again, this is Walmart employees.
Yeah, good point. She's age 24. She shopped for more than 2 hours before heading to the self-checkout registers, police said.
I hate those fucking things.
I don't know. I never can get the damn thing to beep. If it does, it goes beep, beep. And I'm like, shit. I only bought one.
I'll wait in a longer line just to go through a regular checkout just, you know, to keep people in a job.
She was approached by a loss prevention officer who told her not to forget to pay for the sunglasses in the backpack she had picked up and was wearing. Ussery says she no longer wanted the sunglasses to claim the backpack belonged to her boyfriend.
She paid
$16.34 for the other items she was carrying and made for the exit carrying several Walmart bags in the backpack.
See, that's why they shouldn't have those self-checkouts, because it's on the honor system. People like this, they'll scan $16 worth of stuff. And then stuff $350 worth of other shit in the bags.
Thank you, Joel. Yep. If this thing didn't work out for you career wise, you know, maybe you should go into loss prevention.
Now then you got to deal with people that shop at Walmart.
When she set off security alarms, an employee stopped her and loss prevention asked her to return to the store. Instead, she fled into the parking lot and dropped several cards bearing her name.
Oh, Jesus.
Allowing the Walmart to identify her.
That is the Florida woman in this story.
She dropped business cards and left a trail for where she was going.
Yep.
Police said she then followed security back into the store. Wait. She then followed security back into the store and into the loss prevention office and told them she would return the stolen goods if they did not call authorities.
No, you don't have to tell the cops.
She told them she was on probation, had two kids, according. Security recovered $358.23 worth of stolen shit from Ussery and began completing paperwork. But before they could call the police, Ustry pulled out a can of pepper spray and sprayed them in the face.
In the office.
In the office.
So you know it's going to smell like that for a week at least.
As they, kind of like that liquid ass, JP, yep. As they tried to control Ustry, she sprayed two other employees who were in the office at the same time.
What?
Then she made it.
My question.
She broke out of the loss prevention thing?
Yeah. Here's my question. Was the pepper spray one of the items that she didn't pay for? I don't know.
Loss prevention was able to take the pepper spray from Ustry, but she pulled out a knife with a blade measuring 3 to 4 inches and began making stabbing motions. The two Walmart employees were able to escape the office, dodging Ustry swings with the knife. She then fled with loss prevention running out behind her. But they weren't running a straight line because their eyes were watering too much.
Jesus Christ.
Police say she fled the scene after getting into the passenger side of a red Chevrolet Cruze in the parking lot.
She had an accomplice, a getaway driver.
Officers later located the driver in the vehicle, but Ustry remains at large. Ustry of Avon Park is wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, grand theft, and battery.
Wow. That's quite a story.
That is a great story.
And they caught the getaway driver, but didn't name that.
They couldn't find her.
This is a major heist.
She ran out in the parking lot, ran away from them, and then decided to come back in.
Oh, because I dropped my credit card.
Yeah, went back inside with them, sprayed them all in the loss prevention office, which wasn't locked apparently or whatever. But then
and probably wasn't that big either. So
no, and then turns around and runs and then leaves. While they're sitting there with the eyes watered.
I'm sure she got a little spray back on herself, too.
Oh, my God.
Our final story tonight, story number 6. Florida man survived for 7 hours after collapsing due to heat exhaustion outside of a concert. This one's from WXYZ.com.
I have never heard of XYZ.
They are out of Detroit, my home state.
Really?
In Michigan. Yes, they are the ABC affiliate in Detroit.
See, I always thought XYZ stood for Examine Your Zipper.
Yeah, but this is WXYZ, so why do you examine your zipper?
See if your ding-a-ling's hanging out.
Yep. Doctors are calling one Florida man the, quote, miracle man.
See, I can do dad jokes too, biatch.
Clifford Rice, age 49, defied the odds after spending 7 hours lying unresponsive in a parking lot. I've been there. Exhausted from the heat, Rice had a seizure in a parking lot across from Raymond James Stadium while trying to find his car after working as an usher at the Tim McGraw concert in September. I haven't been there. His organs began shutting down after he collapsed while searching for his car after a concert in Tampa. Rice tried calling for help, but dropped his cell phone and ended up stuck under a random vehicle.
Stuck? Like they ran over him?
No, I think he dropped his phone and he tried crawling under a vehicle to retrieve it and he just got stuck underneath it.
Damn.
Quote, the last thing I remember is the ants coming for me. Rice said. Fire ants covered Rice's face after he collapsed. Quote, the ants were coming in a line like, hey man, come get some meat. I was like, wow, okay, this is a bad way to go out, Rice said.
That's a bad day.
Wow. Yeah. Fire ants all over your face. Yeah. Even on the feet, they're horrible. I can't imagine getting bit by more than one on your face. That was the last thing Rice said he remembered before waking up in the hospital more than a week later. Holy shit. He had lost nearly 60 pounds and was partially blind in his left eye. Damn.
60 pounds in a week?
Yeah.
How big was he?
I don't know, but he couldn't have been too small. Whew. I wasn't supposed to be alive. They had never seen anything like it before, and you know, I barely had any life left in me when I got to the hospital, Rice said. Rice, who had no health issues before the incident, said his kidneys were shutting down and he was extremely dehydrated. He could not breathe on his own after trying to find his car on his own. So if he's been standing out all day long or all afternoon long for the Tim McGraw concert out in the heat at Ray J, he should have been drinking. Mm. You know, you got to hydrate, man. Quote, I definitely should have did it a different way, Rice said. Yeah. That New York pride, man. It's just like, I don't need no help. I can do this on my own. I don't think that's New York pride. I think that's just man pride. Because wherever you're from, men are stubborn about shit like that. But Rice was grateful in the end. Someone was there to find him after nearly 7 hours. Quote, I'm fortunate. Very fortunate. Unquote. Rice said.
Did he just happen to pass out and get stuck under the one car that drivers were too drunk and they decided to go with somebody else and they'd come back and get the car later?
Who knows? How?
Of all the people in the parking lot of after a concert.
Or did the car just drive off and leave them there? And somebody else walked up 7 hours later. Hey, man, you okay? I better call an ambulance.
I'm thinking they were too drunk. They took an Uber home and they came back to get the vehicle and they found some dude passed out.
They sobered up for 6.5 hours and came back.
God damn.
Jesus, poor guy. But he is a miracle man.
Oh, shit. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, David, at the Tampa tier, Kat, Michael, Stephanie, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kurt, Colin, Roxanne, and Matthew from Washington State. At the Tallahassee tier, we have Heather and Josh, woo-hoo, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Erica, Koneth, and Nicole. At the Daytona tier, we have Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, we have the Space Coasties, Steven, Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, we have Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed under a car in a fire ant pile across from Raymond James Stadium.
Of course,
you like that one?
I did. I like that one, actually. Although I'd never admit it in public. As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man and Tracy.
It's almost Halloween, biatch. Halfway there through the month.
Bring it and kiss my ass.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
So you know it's going to smell like that for a week at least.